The observance of Northeast Louisiana Police Week is bringing together representatives from law enforcement agencies across 12 parishes. The event, which honors both active and fallen officers, will reflect the national ceremony, which takes place each year in Washington, D.C. Monroe Police Detective Quentin Holmes says the idea was inspired by wanting to bring such recognition on a local level.
I realized that there was, in fact, a date that was established by Congress on May 15th, and they made that week Police Week. So often people can't make it to Washington, D.C. for the national ceremony. I wanted to do something for us here in this area. So if we can't go to D.C., and then the people from Arkansas, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi can come to the Monroe area and have a Police Week event.
Police and sheriff's departments, along with Louisiana State Police, have participated in various services and ceremonies this week. A blue mass at St. Matthew's Catholic Church, a candlelight vigil in Bastrop, a law enforcement appreciation service and dinner in West Monroe. The events lead up to the keynote ceremony for the week, a wreath-laying dedication at the Fallen Heroes Memorial today at the Monroe Police Department. Holmes says officers see the greater significance of having such a landmark.
They recognize that those officers that did lose their lives in line of duty needed some type of permanent recognition, and they were all supportive of it.
The monument will display the names of the six Monroe police officers killed in the line of duty. The last officer's death occurred April 17, 1961. Seated alongside her sisters, Elizabeth Alexander and Lucille Ramsey, Pat Hill recalls their father's service in law enforcement and the tragedy of that day.
My father was O.C. DeSay Howard. He was a sergeant, and he was a motorcycle police officer. He was with the department about 12 years. He was with the state police before that for a couple of years. This man was, actually, he was drunk, and Daddy went to arrest him. He was at upon Desert in Five Points, and he was fighting. He hit Daddy and caused him to have a heart attack and killed him.
Pat, whose husband is Major Donald Hill of the Monroe Police Department, says the memorial will inspire officers as they serve.
As being a policeman's wife and daughter, I think our police officers do a fabulous job. They go out every day not knowing if they're coming home or not, and it will help them to be able to come up here and look and say, hey, he gave his life for this town. He showed us a lot of strength and courage.
Elizabeth says the dedication ceremony will have special meaning.
It's going to help me because I was only not even 12 when my dad died, and I haven't been to Washington, and it's just going to help a lot of closure.
For Lucille, remembrance is what the memorial is all about.
People are not forgetting our father and the other guys. They put their life on the line for us, and I think it's great that they're not forgetting them.
Detective Holmes says the recent loss of J.R. Searcy, a Ouachita Parish Sheriff deputy, gives deeper meaning to this week's observances and for officers to reflect on their service to community.
That, to me, made what we're doing now much more important because it's something recent. You know, this happened in March, and it's right in the midst of us planning this, and it really, you know, sent home to me, and I think I speak for everyone in law enforcement, why we need to do this so that people can always remember the price that we're subject to pay in doing what we love to do.
The wreath-laying dedication takes place today at 1:30 at the Monroe Police Department. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.